Podbot.ai. The racial gap is wide and open when respondents are asked how much is needed to achieve King's dream of racial equality. According to the survey, about half of whites and a third of blacks say that great progress has been made in the last 50 years in racial equality. 8 out of 10 blacks still say much needs to be done, more than 30 percentage points over the proportion of whites who feel the same way. Today, the political environment is more politically charged than it was in 1964 when King delivered his "I Have a Dream" speech at Lincoln Memorial steps, and the poll shows that Republicans and Democrats have differing views on the extent of racial progress and the need for more. The speech, delivered to 250,000 civil rights activists on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., was a pivotal moment in the civil rights movement and arguably the most iconic speech in American history. 100 years ago in this life, the Negro was paralyzed by the maneuvers of segregation and the chains of discrimination. When the dream of more than 200,000 people, black and white, was heard on the marble steps of Lincoln Memorial, it became a dream for a generation. The "I Have a Dream" demand for equality and freedom delivered on August 28, 1963 by Martin Luther King Jr. at the March on Washington has become one of the defining moments of the civil rights movement and one of the most emblematic speeches in American history. More than 250,000 people gathered for the March on Washington at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. in 1963. The march was a protest against racial discrimination and to promote the passage of civil rights laws at a time when they were being debated in Congress. Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream in his famous speech on August 28, 1963 at Lincoln Memorial. King led protesters on Woodward Avenue in Detroit 2 months before his famous speech at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. with his largest ever crowd at the March on Washington. King didn't think it was worth holding on to his dream on a hot summer's day in the nation's capital. Unlike his counterparts in Washington, Obama had no text ready to be distributed on August 27. He did not sit down to write the speech, but arrived in his hotel room in the evening and finished the draft by midnight. In fact, "I Have a Dream" was not even mentioned in the notes laid out at the top of the podium, nor was it planned for that hot summer day in the nation's capital. But on the eve of a historic presidential inauguration, we attended Obama's celebrated speech titled "I Have a Dream." Last year, today as Americans celebrate Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday across the United States and as millions of Americans honor his legacy with today's day of service, we take a moment to reflect in his own words on his life and message. Martin Luther King's famous speech "I Have a Dream," delivered during the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom on 28 August 1963, summarized portions of his earlier sermons and speeches as well as selected speeches by other prominent public figures. King drew on the material he had used in his speech and in his other speeches and sermons over many years. In September 1960, King began delivering speeches related to the American dream. Martin Luther King Jr. used universal themes as well as the original nation, founding fathers and the Bible in his portrayal of the struggle of African Americans and ended with an impromptu riff on his dream of equality. King delivered a speech at Booker T. Washington High School in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, on November 27, 1962. The speech was a longer version of what he had delivered at the Lincoln Memorial. Parts of the lyrics were moved, but large parts were identical, including the chorus "I Have a Dream." The "March on Washington" speech, also known as the "I Have a Dream" speech, was demonstrably written in several versions at different times. The draft of the King speech to the National Press Club in July 1962 was handwritten and amended frequently. It is a single version of a draft, an amalgamation of several drafts, called "Normality Was Never." The speech was written with the support of Stanley Levison and Clarence Benjamin Jones. For King, the speech is an opportunity to convey and respond to the necessary ethos: "I have a dream that this nation will rise one day and live out the true meaning of its faith." King articulated the words of the prophets Amos and Isaiah, declaring
that "righteousness shall come down like water, righteousness like a mighty river, and the valley shall be exalted and the hills and mountains made low. Land where Dr. King's father died, a land where pilgrims on the mountainside are proud, made freedom resound. I have a dream that the state of Mississippi, a state baffled by injustice and oppression, will one day be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will live in a nation one day where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream that one day in Alabama, with its vicious racists and its governor dripping with the words, interference and cancellation, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands as sisters and brothers with little white boys and white girls. I have a dream that the valleys will be swallowed up by the hills one day, the highest mountains will be brought low, the rough places will be straightened, and the crooked places straightened, so that the glory of the Lord may be revealed to all flesh that all may see it.
Episode 1324 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Ken Chavez. Adios.